Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, everybody. You can move right on into the segment, Pastor Hamilton.
Amen, amen. I thought you guys were going to let me minister today in song, but God bless. I just ministered while I was on mute, so let's just bless the Lord right now. Come on, lift your hands and give the Lord praise. Give him honor and give him glory as we just pray out right now. Come on, let's come to agreement. Let's come in unison. Let's line up. Let's position ourselves to become, let's force ourselves to become one. Let's get in line with not our will, but God's will be done. So Heavenly Father God, we just lift up our hands, Lord. We just motivate ourselves to maneuver, to get in position, to give you all the praise, to give you all the honor, to give you all the glory. Lord, we say not our will be done, but your will be done. Lord, we pray for your anointing. Lord, we pray for your grace. We pray for your unmerited favor. We command from ourselves that we exemplify your love today, Heavenly Father God, not for just ourselves, but for you and for one another. So, Lord, we stand rooted and grounded in faith and through love, Lord, to hold ourselves accountable to you and you alone. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you today, Lord, not for what you've done, not for what you're going to do, but for what is available for us right now in the spirit. Lord, we come to you right now in spirit and in truth. Lord, we connect to you. We bond with you. We relate with you right now, Heavenly Father God, in spirit. And we embrace your word as truth. We eliminate any options. We take away the other equation, the other doubt, the other fear, the things that are not of you, Lord. We erase those right now, and we embrace you and your word as truth. And, Lord, we stand here, Lord, and we declare today that, Lord, we leave this broadcast different than we came, changed, renewed, reorganized, and repositioned to be where you have called us to be right now in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Well, hello, family. Know that you are loved and appreciated, highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus. That is true from our hearts because of the love of God. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. And we provoke you today to wake up, to get out of the norm, to get up. Make a move for God and to find your purpose. Look at yourself and say, my purpose in God. When? Right now in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God for you. And we are still excited from where we left off last week. You know, the following month or so before that, we went through the Acts of the Apostles. And we are reminded that we are to go, that we are to do, and we are to activate the principles that have been set before us by Jesus Christ as pure example. So as we left off last week, we were talking about last week the what? The power in you. Yes, it's personal to me. Yes, it should be personal to you. The power in you is where you develop the relationship with God. Comes a one-on-one, not a take or just receive relationship, but a give and take, a barter and trade relationship where you give to him more than you actually would ask for yourself. That by decreasing, it puts us in the position of submitting, that no longer do we rely on how we think. No longer do we rely on our feelings. And we definitely found out that by just being motivated by our actions, that our actions sometimes are out of line because we never thought of the process that we should take. But glory to God that we came into agreement that by effective prayer, by meditating on the word of God, fortifying, remember, our hedge of protection that goes around and about us, that so many have prayed over our lives before, but now we take position to be the gardener of our garden, to be the preparer of our hedge, and definitely the protector. We also talked about the war, the verses. Remember that everything we do, there will be a versus. There'll be a way to do it versus a way not to do it. There'll be a good way versus the bad way. There'll be the acceptable way and versus the non-acceptable way. And we remember that if we are not doing things in order, remember, say that to yourself, order, that our bodies, that our emotions, that our actions, our spirits become unstable. Because if you are, what, by the scriptures, a double-minded man is what? Unstable in some of his ways, part of his ways. No. By all of his ways. That gives us the clear understanding that we must be in order. And that by being in order, we learn that before we do anything, before we think, before we feel, before we act, we must rely on a relationship with God through prayer, meditation, supplication, and by submission. Glory be to God that we are fighting the war, that we are on the attack now, because we understand that to make up ground of time, that we must be the ones to institute the move, that we must be the ones to activate our faith through our actions. The Word of God says that faith without works is dead. So if we want our faith to be what? Alive. We must activate our faith by the things we do, the things we say, the things that we hold ourselves accountable to, that comes from a relationship with God, relying on him as what? The whole, the pure, the complete source of everything we need, hope, or ask for. Finally, last week, we declared that to maintain strength in this relationship, in this power in me, in this connection with God as the vine and me as the branch, that we must, number one, know God more. We must activate in our lives and in our commitment to him that we want to know you more. And by knowing God more, it will now motivate and provoke us to want to love him more. And when you love him more, you have to talk to him more, which gives us an opportunity to talk and listen so we can hear him more. And glory be to God, now we worship him more because of understanding, because of relationship, because of connection. Now you can go out and you can stand against the wiles of the enemy. Now you can stand with God, not by what's on you, but what? The power that's in you. Greater is he that is where? In me. Remember, we're talking about this walk, these steps, the challenge is for you. Personal. You must embrace it as truth one-on-one. It's the power in me as well as the power that you now declare that's in you. God is the source of my everything. God is the reason for my everything. There is nothing when we become in position by preparation to get in line with God's word and do it what? Whose way? His way. Now, our heart, our spiritual mind will now embrace as truth the word of God, and we can now move. When? Right now. Immediately. No more procrastination. We're proving the fact that God is a God of when? Now. God is here to see us walk the walk, talk the talk, and live the life completely. No more excuses. No more options. No more. How many times can we say how many things that we have put off or delayed because of the lack or the willingness to go to the next level? So we understood that last week in step four, the power that's in me, this power is activated through my walking with God, talking with God, hearing God clearly, that now I can do God when? Right now. But as we go forward, now we have to look at, remember, there's a versus. Because whenever you get in line with God's word, there will become a versus. There will become an opposition. So in preparation, remember, we always stay where? In preparation. To be renewed by my mind means I consistently prepare myself, renewing over and over and over again. We have come in agreement here on P2 Fridays that the war is never over. That we are in what? Constant movement, constant action, constant preparation to go and make disciples. But disciples that are in order, not with us, but with God. So as we follow and as we get in relationship with God, we have to understand what is the verses. Today we're going to look at the verses. I mean, we are led by the Spirit of God when we rely on the Spirit of God. But so many times we find ourselves relying on the things of this world. Remember in step one we talked about that there are the verses of the conscious and the subconscious mind. Well, the subconscious mind will lead us mostly in the number one phase of through our senses. How our sight perceives it, how we smell it, how we touch it, how we hear it, how we taste it. These are the channels of our perception in the world. Remember that we are also in Ephesians that we are led by, we are to understand and comprehend the length, the width, the depth, and the height, which now establishes that this world that we live in is of flesh and blood. In the verses, we also understand that we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, henchmen, gangsters in heavenly places. Not here in the physical third dimensional world, but in a different place. And as in review, we understand that there are different places that the Bible has taught us that we must be what? Aware and knowledgeable. Bible says that the people perish for lack of knowledge. If we do not understand the places, remember, that we will never know how to battle the places. And we're not waiting around anymore, family, for the battle to come anymore. We are now waging war, activation, going out and scouring the territory as we go and make disciples, but our main goal is to what? Invade the enemy's camp so we can now become victorious. When? Right now. Well, yes, there's victory now, but there's never another war to be waged immediately because the verses will continue. It will continue to be a part of our walk as disciples of Jesus Christ. Our main accomplishment and in any ministry that is built on the word of God should be to become a disciple and to now duplicate the system and make other disciples. So now we can come on one accord, trusting one Spirit of God, one anointing through the blood of Jesus, and through the instructions of the SOP, the standard operational procedures, the Bible. God's word is in the verses, is in the battle against the world, against the way it looks, against the way it sounds. God's word, because it is letter, is in the war with things that can be seen. When we learned last week that as you are in relationship with God in John 4:24 is that it says God is a spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So as we rely on God's word, family, we must rely on God's word through a spiritual connection with him. Of that spirit that is in you, it says that if you sup with him, he will sup with you, meaning that if he's in you, you are in him. And that bond of oneness, of unity, comes into fruition immediately. But through spirit now gives us the power. Remember the dunamis power that we can rely on his word as truth. If it's in the word of God and we rely on it as truth, because through this spiritual relationship with God, it's confirmed to us. Perception is clearer than the channels of perception of our senses. I mean, we can go back to step one. Remember, the five senses are faulty perceptions. Just because it smelled good, it didn't mean it was good for you. Just because it looked good, didn't mean it was good for you. So our perceptions sometimes, and I can attest that led me to make decisions that weren't in my best interest. But as we rely on God's word, and remember, God's word produces good fruit. And not just good fruit to be looked at or to be admired, but it produces good fruit that is intended to be harvested. So if I look at it from that perception, I now understand the letter. Remember, the letter killeth, but the spirit brings life. The letter produces spirit. When I perceive it, when I can see it, when I can achieve it on the inside. Where? In my mind. The faith, the trust, the reliance on God's word. Now, here's the question today. As we attack or as we understand the verses in Joshua 23 and 15, there's one simple question being asked. There's no other way to come in line or to even perceive this question but straightforward. Joshua 25 and 15. I know this is a familiar scripture. But it says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you when? This day whom you will serve. There's no choice but to make we have to be conscious to say right now, when? Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, who am I serving? Am I in this relationship because I want to just gain and become greater and achieve this? Or am I here to serve? What's my motivation? Matthew 6 and 33 reminds us. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When we choose this day that we serve God, we are now on a mission to seek him. We are now on a mission. Isaiah 26 and 3 tells us that we are to return to him. By seeking him means we are acknowledging that we want to come back. We want to return to you. But how do we return? How do we get in line? Remember, greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in the world. Not my will be done, but your will be done. If I decrease, he will increase. See, the step here, when we get into the verses and into the reliance on God's word above everything else as the source of what we need, we now must step into the realm of humility. By showing humility means is that no matter what comes up against us, the five senses will always lead you to defense. The five senses will always try to make sense. The five senses will always try to reason. The five senses will always rely on past experiences. And remember, if we haven't went through the process to recognize, identify, organize, and file our past away and discard the things that are not of God and organize our systems to be in what? In order with God's will and not ours. Things from the past are not reliable sources. They remind us of hurt. They remind us of pain. There's the verses, see? There's love, there's hate. And when we allow the past to continue to remind us of what we used to choose to serve, of what we used to seek, our relationship with God continually is being affected. It is being drawn down. It is being, the yoke is all over our relationship. We get into a situation where the burden cannot be bared. See, when we're in the principle of greater is he that's in me than the evil is in the world, it's called balancing. It's called letting the lesser thing die, which we are the lesser, and allowing by submission the greater to live. See, now we are trusting God through truth. Truth comes by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. The truth is the word of God, but we must rely on it as the greater. When we are positioning, when we are edifying the power that's in me, no matter how big the Bible is, and we say this all the time in recognition to this fact, that no matter how big the Bible or the pale pen or the cross that we wear, it does not determine the relationship that we have with God. See, here's the realization of the verses. There will always be a verses because there's always going to be a choice. There is no formulated plan that's put together that will stay the same except the word of God. Every perception, every design, every program, every event will just be just that, because it will become another event, another function. But the word of God is the same when yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:5. See, the world, in the way it looks and the way it sounds, is built on the letter. By the letter only. The letter is what drives, because how many things are dying? How many things that are built on the letter are not becoming what God said they were going to be? Oh, yes, 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 I know. They have a big 30-story building. Yes, it looks perfect. Yeah, yeah, yes, 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 yes. They have limousines and they have nice music. It sounds perfect. But remember, just because it looks a certain way doesn't mean that it's in order and benefiting from the truth, the word of God. See, where the word is, there's life. Where the word is, there's production. Where the word is, there's harvest that came from labor of preparation, the faith to work without seeing a product, and to now standing on the promises, the truth of God, that it's already done. See, our relationship connection, it's called the zone. Remember the zone, the place that we have developed where God is truth. God is everything. God is the reason for my perception. And remember last week, when you think godly, you can feel godly. That will now teach you to act godly. Now you become productive. You become productive, not for you, remember, not my will, but his will. You become productive for God. Now it's not about your things, it's about his things. No longer are you trying to develop your habits, but you're trying to develop habits that come from him. So now resembles Christ. So now the things that have been called for our lives, the things that have been promised, the things that have been what? Ordered by the Lord, not by us. Ordered by the Lord will come when? Right now. Be encouraged today that the things that God says are for you, when you get in order, you are now opening up the availability for God to make things that were old new again. It's called order. It's not power. It's not making a deal. It's called order. It's saying that regardless to the benefits, regardless to the riches, the glory, the accolades, the position, the nameplates, the parking spots, but just for the glory of God, I want to be in order. So now I develop.
Hello?
I develop my life. I develop my life that it resembles him so he can be glorified. I go forth, and I want to be a servant. Philippians 2, 5 through 8, it teaches us that we must be like Jesus, a servant. Regaining, remember, what are we? We're here to regain. We're here to regain our birthrights. But when you have the loss of birthrights, or when you have the renewal of birthrights, we know confidence, courage, hope, faith, belief, and trust. But look at this. Look at the results of losing your birthrights. It's called jealousy. It's called hatred. It's called anger. It's called envy. It's called fear. It's called pride. And it's called doubt. See, there's a versus. When you want to regain something, you're regaining it because you are now being infiltrated by something else. And you must take over your life. You must take over your spirit. You must take over this personal relationship with God so we can get out of the negative. So we can even out the scale. Because when you decrease and he increase, it doesn't make you at the bottom. It definitely doesn't make you at the top. But it puts you in an equilibrium with God where you're in balance with him. It's called order. But when the birthrights are taken away, and these spirits of jealousy come on us, it takes us out of balance with God. And now the scale tilts. And we're what? Unstable. Not in some ways, family, but in all our ways. See, consistency in this walk has been underrated. Commitment has not been exemplified as it should have been. Patience has not been shown. See, when you exemplify something, that means you are an example and you are showing how things should be done. That's why relying on the things of the world will show us just how it's always been done. The ways of the world will always tell you, oh, it's a new thing going on. But the ways of the spirit will say, this thing been going on. You're new because you are new again in me. You are now seeing me new. You are hearing me new. You are perceiving me new. You are willing to do me new because you see and you are renewed in a constant action as a constant action. Our spirituality, our life, it requires balance. Balance that we allow God to increase. We allow our faith to increase. We must increase the commitment to not my will, but God's will be done. Stop formulating systems that sound like this or look like that or feel like that or taste like this or start to now rely on the truth, the word of God, so it is exactly what it's supposed to be, what God said. Where? Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's already been done. We must relinquish control. Let me repeat that. We must relinquish control. We must give God the permission. Because remember, sin gave us the choice, gave us free will. We must give God the permission to control our thinking, to stable us, make our spiritual life smooth and easy by following instructions. Choirs, that when you allow God to have complete control, that's when it says we must lay down our lives freely. See, it's one thing to be persuaded. There's one thing to be taught. But to freely give yourself to God, give myself to God, give ourselves to God in one accord because of not our will but his will, it is a free gift, offering, sacrifice from us to him because it's about the relationship between me and God one-on-one. Oh, yes, we're going to do great together. Yes, we're gonna be parts of nationwide, worldwide movements when we one-on-one come in order with God and then come back in order with him, that we're serving the same God. We're speaking the same words. We're moving on the same visions. We're talking the same language. God never said that the people in Babel in Genesis were sinning by accomplishing the goals that they were. They were just moving too fast. And because of the plan that was predestined before the foundation of the world, he had to stop progress. So the lesson, so the principles, so the things that we need to survive in this world could be established through the truth of his word. But those same abilities, we have the ability to be greater than. We have the ability to be more than. Christ says, he said, you will, not maybe, not possibly. He said that you will do greater things than I. When you believe, when you trust, when you rely, when you submit to God and only God. If it's not God and his motivation and his glorifying coming from it, that's where the question comes. That's where the analyzation comes. That's where the we go over and we must do self-evaluations on what is really the source of the things that we're doing. Order is not the order of man. Order is the order of God. And Pastor E, how do you know the order of God? Well, I'm learning, but you know where I'm learning from? I'm learning from the truth, the word of God. I'm not relying on other methods, other people, other devices. I'm relying on the word of God. And when I look at the truth of God, I see the principle that will lead me from step one to step however many he gives me to be in order with his word. A lot of us wonder, in this war, in this battle, in this recognition that there is a war going on, that we must take a stand. We have to position. I see, when I say all this about positioning, the positioning is that you freely submit to God and his will and are willing to stand. And not just stand for a moment, but to stand, because it's going to be a lot of wiles, a lot of enemies, a lot of devices that come against you that will deteriorate your faith, that will take you off the mark if we're not in line with his word. If we're not thinking, if we're not perceiving, if we're not already formulating in where? The mind, the place that we think, the place that we relate with God. What Proverbs 23:7, here's that scripture again. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If there's a new listener on here, we acknowledge God's word as truth. And we look at the words, the power words, to confirm what his word is trying to tell us. But the word, the fourth word, it says, as a man thinketh. To think, we've been taught that we think with our brains, with our mind. And this is the place that if I think I am crazy, I will become crazy. If I think I'm successful, I will live and speak a life of success. So whatever I embrace as truth in my mind, I will be exactly that. But not only that. When we allow ourselves to think a certain way, it doesn't only just reside in us, but it follows us. And we wonder why we think we're doing the right thing, but we look behind us, and the stuff that's following us is not what we thought it should look like. It's not doing the things we think it should do. It's not responding the way we have prayed for it to respond. And then we turn around, and we want to blame what's following us without looking at the fact that the way I think, those things will follow me. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But guess what? You will draw unto you the likeness of your heart. Now, I know you've heard Pastor E. I've been on here about a year or so, year and a half, and I know you guys have heard me say this before. To know a person, you'd have a better chance interviewing the three closest friends to them than interviewing the person themselves. Because and this is just quick. The person will only tell you what you want to hear. They want a job. They know you're the person to hire them. They're going to give you just what you want. But to know him, the people that hang with him mostly can tell you all the truths about him or her or the situation. So as the people follow us, that's where we need to do the new evaluation. That's where we need to stop and say, okay, God has forgiven me and put me in order. I cannot just stop, allow the same stuff to be following me. I must stop, stand, but turn around and now deal with the things that maybe I was the part of creation. Now let me erase these things of my past that I thought I forgave. I thought I got rid of that. But you've been redeveloping the same methods behind us, because you will draw unto you the likeness of your heart. If you think you're crazy, you're crazy. Look at the people following you. They're crazy too. If you're depressed and you think you're depressed, you'll become depressed. Watch the people around you. They're depressed too. Remember that saying, misery loves company? You draw unto you the likeness of your heart. But when we get in line and we get our birthrights back in order, we rely on the God's word in me, not the world's letter around me, not the things I can see, but the things I can believe, not the things that I can taste and tangibly say is good or not so good, but the things that the Spirit confirms. Remember, we know the Spirit by the Spirit. If I want to know you, I want to know everybody around you. I need a deposit. Who are your influences? What's the culture around you? How easily are you tempted? Quick, do you give up? How much is just lip service, and how much is from the heart, straight for God? Yes, that sounds, a little rough. But are we the masters of our garden? The questions that you ask are the answers you'll receive. We must develop more committed and reliable questions so the answers we get are really the things we need to hear. So we can now make a conscious choice. When? Right now. Is this for me? I see God all over it, but is it for me? Remember, if it looks good, does it mean it's for you? If it tastes good, was it really healthy for you? Yeah, that beat was good, but was those words really sounding good? Are we in order to follow God's word and not our word? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Remember Matthew 12 and 34. Here, let me go there right quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am excited. Matthew 12 and 24. Ooh, hallelujah. The word of God says, let's go down to 25. Oh, you know, I apologize. Hold on one second. 34. Broad of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, bring forth good things. Matthew 12 and 34. We're at 35 now. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, brings forth good things, and the evil man, out of the evil treasures, bring forth evil things. But I say to you, 36, that you idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. The things you speak, the things that we allow to come forth, even though it didn't work, doesn't mean you got off the hook. That's why it's so important for us, family, to be in what? Order. To accept the new way of living. Because it didn't say out of the lack. It says out of the abundance. Out of the abundance of your heart. As your heart embraces it, it will speak it. As your heart embraces it, it will start to sound like it. If your heart embraces it, you'll start to look like it. Remember this. Whatever you give your attention to, whatever it is, if it's the word of God, that spirit will come live inside of you. If it's BET, that spirit will come live inside of you. If it's Mari or Steve, whatever his name is, and Mari, that's the spirits that will come live inside of you. Because whatever you give your attention to, it not only comes to live inside of you, but it determines the actions you take. Luke 12 tells us that wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. What do you embrace today? What do we call truth? What are we embracing? I know we've all been in love. I know we've all had a good relationship at one time or another, or still in one. Real embrace. Come on, we don't talk about that real embrace. When you embrace, you feel comfort, peace. You feel love. You feel motivated to want to love back. See, when we embrace God's truth, the word, we want to give back to him through obedience by giving him all the honor, by him giving him all the glory. By giving him all the what? Praise. God must be glorified. As we move through, as we transform, as we renew, God must be glorified. Even when you get better, yes, 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 oh yes. Even when you conquer that one obstacle, God must be glorified. If you desire to follow Christ, not me, not yourself or anyone else, but if you desire to follow Christ, the word says, take up your cross daily and follow me. You got to take up the truth daily and follow him. You got to take up the haters daily. You got to take up the opposition daily. And not only just sit there, see this word of action? You must what? Follow him. We must go where he went. We must do what he did. And we must be willing to die for him at any given moment. Our activation, our movement, our direction, our position, that will determine the place that we reside in the arms of Jesus. Hebrews 10, let's go there for a second. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to begin at the 20th verse. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here. We're going to see how that as we get in line, as we make the decision that this is about me, this is the point. This is the point of my life where no more compromise. Today is the day that I just don't sit down anymore. This moment, this 0 to 5 seconds, I will take action. And I'll move. See, remember it tells us, it says, it shall be done for you as you have believed. As I have believed. See, that's personal. Come on, go ahead. Hug yourself right now. Embrace yourself as the truth because you're in line with God's word. He dwells where? In you. He is the now master. The master of you. Hebrews 10 and 20. Let's go back to 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus. Key word, boldness. See, we don't walk scared. We don't walk wondering. We don't have a question on our face. We come bold. We're ready. We know it's already been done. We're in position to take over, to invade, and to win the war at any given time with the same principle. Remember, no one left behind. Family, for those of you first time on today, we believe that everyone will be saved. It may not be by me and my crew or you and your crew, but if we plant the seed and we believe and we trust, they'll come into the alignment with the people God has called to change their lives, to exemplify Christ. No one left behind. We all shall be saved. We always give the excuse that we've been praying for that boy. He just ain't going to make it. Well, yes, he is. No one left behind. Everyone will make it. We will not give up just because we didn't reach you. We will give God honor because it's not our will, but his will be done. Therefore, brethren, having boldness, remember boldness, to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus. See, new position. The boldness to enter, to move, to get into a different position. The position of holiness. Look, it tells you right there at the end. How do you get into holiness, Pastor? By the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way which consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, meaning God, Christ, gave his life through sacrifice to break the veil of sin, to now give us a opportunity to the tree of life. Consecrated what? For us through the veil that is his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us Watch. See, don't get discouraged, but you got to get up again. Because it says, let us draw near with a true heart. Your heart, your mind must be built on the truth that is God's word. No compromise, no other options. No, I can't be convinced. I don't even want to discuss that anymore. We don't talk about it anymore because if it's not the word of God and it can't be fortified by his word, I need a new way. I need a new system. I need a new anointing. I got to change some things around because the word of God must be in truth, not only in the word, but in your heart, in my heart. In the way I think, it must be truth. Watch this. Don't get discouraged. Here's another level. In full assurance of faith. See, when you got truth, that means faith, belief, trust, and everything else is relying on God, and he is the source of it. No question. Remember? Go ahead, Fanny. Go ahead. Get that one out the way because that was out of our control. It's already fixed. See, the closer we get to getting out of the way and stop worrying about the things that have already been done and getting into the things that God wants to happen. When? Right now. We got to go higher and understand that this step is not over. Here's another step. In full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from any evil consciousness and our bodies washed with pure water. I can't go by the way the world has shown me any longer. I can't allow the people who still rely on the world to give me information. I cannot determine the outcome and say it's God's will when the world is still involved. It has to be a complete reliance on God. We have to completely lay down and bow down and decrease and give it all to God. Man, right now. Well, I missed it, Pastor. Okay, get down right now. Let us hold fast the confession of hope without wavering. See, you're not off the hook yet because now you got to activate staying solid, staying substantiated on this same truth. For he who promised it, he who promised is faithful. Well, if I want to be just like Christ, he's faithful, I must be what too? Faithful. There's another step, another level. Oh yes, I know God is good all the time. But he's greater when we move with him in the greatness that he is. He's more magnificent when we walk in the magnificence of Christ. He's more miraculous when we can see him through miraculous eyes. Remember, I shared, most of us have been raised to follow a Jesus, a God who works in mysterious ways. But the truth of God, the word, teaches me that he is a miraculous God. There's nothing mysterious about him. He is magnificent. He is abounding in all things. He is the greatest. There's no name above the name of Jesus. He's so powerful that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Anyone who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. It didn't say that you could take door one and you could still get there, and you could take door two and get there. No, it says for anyone, remember, no one left behind, anyone who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. When? Not next week, right now. Your choice. Your positioning, you're willing to be prepared. My willing to go harder, my willing to do more, my willing to study, my willing to pray, my willing to understand and not just get a bunch of blah, 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 a bunch of kichi, kichi, kichi. And no one still gave me a banana. A bunch of blah, 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 and I still don't understand what am I in agreement with. But being substantiated on the word of God in the order of his will brings clarity. It brings like-mindedness. We do sound alike. We do preach alike. We do worship alike. Oh, yeah, don't be, there's no hating in this relationship, because it's a relationship that's built on you, me, one-on-one with God. Then when we come together, we don't learn how to love people. We learn how to love God by letting him be greater in me than anything else, by letting him be the guide that I follow. Follow me, don't follow me, but follow the Jesus in me. I now can corridor. You know, a corridor is a hallway, a long foyer, a long passageway. You go down that corridor, look behind you. You just corridored everything that's just like you. The activation, your movements, your lacks, your pains, your hurts. You corridor those same things. But when we get in line with God, we now corridor disciples that look just like Jesus. But when we walk side by side, they say we look alike. Not because we resemble each other in flesh, but because we resemble each other in spirit. The Jesus that's in me is the same Jesus that's in you. But it's now my Jesus because I made it personal. It's now your Jesus because you made it personal. Now when we come together, we glorify the only Jesus because he sounds the same. He feels the same. He responds the same. We enter into his courts with thanksgiving together because we're coming into the same court. We fellowship because we can go do it on any corner, because it doesn't have to be your church, my church, or her church. It has to be God's church. Where? Anywhere. When they were sent to go, they didn't have a map. They didn't have a geographical spot. Yes, they did make some plans that were strategic for travel, that it wasn't just wasting a bunch of time, wasting a bunch of energy, wasting a bunch of money, but it was something that was formed and put into systematic form that could be followed by instructions that would now minimize waste, that would minimize lost time, that would minimize missed appointments, that would minimize recanceling of schedule or rescheduling appointments, where it would minimize all the things that distract us from being where? In line with God. When? Right now. Immediately. Right now. 24. And let us consider one another in order to stir up the, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. That's our scripture at Provoke. That we provoke you. We encourage you. We push you. Wow, those words. You push me. You encourage me. You provoke me. You motivate me. Some people could take that the wrong way. And in normal circumstances, by the world's way, that would be offensive. But in God's way, the truth's way, the word's way, it says to stir up the good gifts through love and then through good works. The first thing that we do, family, when we go, when we embrace, when we go to do what we're called to do, to make other disciples, we go to love first. Following instructions. The word is truth. So that means the truth must be what? Followed. When? Immediately. it must be the truth. When? Immediately. No, I can't think about it. It's the truth. My mindset, my conditioning, my ability to die of my thinking, my way of wanting, my way of desiring, but to give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor by submitting to him and following instructions. Let us consider one another. See, it's not just about you. It's not just about me. In encouraging, in provoking, into going, it's about one another. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the matter of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You are my responsibility. I am your responsibility. We are supposed to what? Confess to what? One another. You are who I should answer to. I am who you should answer to. You are who I should rely on. You are who I should ask questions and who I should get advice from. I should rely on my brother who is in the same likeness of Christ that I am, that have made the same decisions, the same commitments. See, I'm the master of my garden, remember? I take care of the hedges of protection around and about me. I make sure they're trimmed. I make sure they're cleaned up. The weeds are taken out. I make sure because it's my responsibility. I ask the questions. I make the decisions who influences me. I choose the neighborhood, the habitat, the surroundings, the environment. I don't fall into temptation. Yes, you will. We can just keep answering that question because as long as we're in this flesh, we're subject to the temptation of the flesh. But if I am in control of my garden, and if I am in control of my hedge, then if I eliminate temptation, doesn't that eliminate me having the option or the choice to make mistakes? If I'm in control, I could just remove away the stuff that might tempt me? That takes away 80% of the battle, out of sight, out of mind. That goes both ways. I am responsible. I am in charge of what I say, how I say it, and what I do from what I said. It's my decision what I give my attention to. I want to be in line with the will of God. So I have to be willing to sacrifice the will of men. God chose us to want to be like him, came to give us a way to walk like him, to talk like him. James 4 and 8 tells you, draw unto God, and he will draw unto you. That means we must be cleansed. We must be purified. We must be transformed by the what? Renewing of our minds. We must eliminate double-mindedness. We must do the Proverbs 2 dance, walk in love. Our actions are motivated through love. We are in control of our destiny by the choices we make. That today, my commitment is that I will serve you this day. The longing that is in my spirit is a longing to be more like you. What we read earlier, no wavering, no unbalanced. Get in order and understand that the word of God will reveal revelation, but the world verses will always come with temptation. Out of the abundance of my heart, that's what I will speak. Lord, abound in me more. I'm available for you. Lord, today, not what you can do for me, but how can I position myself to be more of what you want me to be? How can I submit? How can I obey? How can I allow you to get the first fruit? Whew, Jesus. How can I allow you to get the praise? How can I be the one to make sure you get the accolades? How can I make sure that I am rooted and grounded in you? Today, family, we seek him first. Everything you do, here, this is a repetitious move that we must make. First, what do you do first? Seek God. Mom, you say that all the time. Yes, and watch, ask me again. Seek God. What is the first thing you do in the morning? I seek God. What's the first thing that I seek God? When the boss comes to you, what do? I seek God. When your children aren't acting right, what do? I seek God. When I'm not feeling in connection with my mate, what do? Seek God. When it's just not working out the way I thought it should work out, seek God. Make him number one. Make him the source of everything. Because most people, most human, remember we talked about the three types of people, the thinkers, the feelers, and the doers. We talked about the 87% being followers. The small percentage of 3% of the population of this world are leaders. But the 10% of people that are in sabotage for anything that is going to be good of God, they just want to keep confusion. They just want to be in the atmosphere of chaos. And we get drawn into that lightness because we give our attention to it. But no more. Not today. Today is the day of what? Change. Today is my day to step up. Today is my day. I know nobody else may not be in agreement, but for me, today is my day that I go to another level. Today, oh, Jesus, March 21st, 2014, right now, 0 to 5 seconds, I decrease. I seek you more. You are the source of my everything. You are. And leave it alone. Nothing comes, nothing goes, nothing's done, nothing decided, nothing contemplated, unless it's by God. That's his word, that's the truth. That's our reliance to say, not my will, but your will be done. That's my allowing God. Hallelujah. That's my allowing God to be God all by himself. Ooh, hallelujah. Where he is the one who is exalted. Where he is the one that thanksgiving is expressed. No, not like yesterday, but sincere. That the glory that comes from him is for him. We just want to reproduce his glory for him. Now we're stepping up. Now we're getting to another place. Now we're getting to a different position. Now we are in, family, preparation. Preparation to be just what God called you to be right now. Yes, I know you're going to have to throw away all that paper with that five-year plan. Your plan is right now. Yes, I know you've been taking nuggets from the past and this and that. I'm sorry you're going to have to let that go because your plan, your dream, your vision, your idea that could come to life right now through the word of God, which is the truth, is immediate. Today is your day to change. Today is your day to embrace. Today is your day to activate this word of God in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that your word, woo, hallelujah, has went forth. We thank you today, Lord, that your word will not return to you void. We stand in reception to receive your true word, the life, the word, the rhema that comes from your word to give us understanding, to give us knowledge and wisdom on how to walk the walk, how to seek you more, how to love you more, how to know you more, how to hear you more, how to worship you more, how to stand with you more, how to celebrate with you more, and how to allow you to get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you, Lord, that your will be done. We pray for every listener right now in the name of Jesus that any lack is filled. We pray right now for any listener that is in connection, that anything that is not connected with you and your will, that it be removed right now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, we pray against pride. We pray against self. We pray against anger. We pray against unforgiveness. We pray against past experiences. We stand in agreement now, Lord, that we want to be in your will, and we want you to be glorified. And you can be glorified by us standing in truth and worshiping you in spirit. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you as true worshipers today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Now, family, we're almost done with step four. Next week, we're going to go into not only sustaining and understanding what we do to get from the word as the source of our lives away from the things of this world, but how do we stay in relationship with God constantly, constantly, constantly. And we're going to talk about worship him, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Know you're loved and appreciated. We thank God for you. Be encouraged. Get up, move now, and find your purpose.
Wow, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. What a word, what a word, what a word. Thank God for Pastor E, always on time and always giving us some great food, soul food. Hallelujah. Food to make you want to change your life, food to make you want to transform your mind. That's all it's about. Everything is a mind thing. I like what he said about that which you give your attention to. Amen. It will consume you. Amen. So if we give all of our attention pleasing God, then we'll have some favorable results. Amen. So God bless you for another great lesson, Pastor Hamilton. Truly, we thank God for him making the sacrifice each and every Friday, for provoke Fridays. The Bible says, provoke ye one another to good works. Amen.
Good works.
Don't provoke one another where we are angry or we agitated or we do things to irritate one another. He said, but the scripture said, provoke one another to good works. So we praise God for this lesson on today. Amen. I have certainly enjoyed listening, and I have gleaned some things to help me continue to change the way I think. Amen. Stop doing business as usual.
amen, and try to learn how to do things in the, with the spirit of excellence, things that will please our Lord and Savior. Sometimes, you know, we do things to please one another, and we don't consider that our first obligation is to please God. And if we please God, then that's where we can hear the words, well done. Amen. Because folks may not never, ever tell you well done. So God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. We thank God for
Amen.
You. We thank God for all of you all that are tuned in today. So happy to see Mother Cannon. Amen. She was at the Midwinter Convention in Augusta, Georgia. So good to see her back on the line today, and all of you all that have taken out of your busy schedules to a fellowship with her, us, Pastor Miracle, amen, and Pastor Beatrice. We thank God for each and every one of you, Mother Charity, and all of you all that tune in on a regular basis. We say praise the Lord to each and every one of you. We're going to open
amen.
Up the line if there's anybody has any questions. I did have a question for Pastor Hamilton, and it kind of left me for a minute. I heard him say that we have to continue to see God in ways that are pleasing to him. And I don't know if that was quite what it was. I lost it as you continued on the day, but it'll come back to me. So we're going to open up the lines for any questions or any brief comments that any of you all may have regarding the lesson on today. God bless you.
Amen.
Ruby.
Yeah, God bless you. We had quite a few callers, and we got some that's new on the broadcast, so I look through the book, their numbers didn't seem like it was out there. So we're going to you first. Area code 909-0774. Area code 909-0774. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Let's see, we have another number that's, or have they dropped off? Oh. Okay, let's go to Mother Cannon. We see you there. We're going to go back to Mother Charity. She was on first. Mother Charity?
Yeah, praise the Lord. I just really enjoy. Amen, Brother Hamilton, today. Amen. He certainly brought the principles of the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
And, it's for our learning and for our admonition. Praise God. And, I mean, we need all of this. Praise the Lord. And it was really laid out there good. And so it just lets us to know we got a lot of work to work on and what to do.
And, come on.
Oh, yeah, to bring ourselves under submission and to expand in the Lord. Amen. So, I mean, I just enjoyed that. And, you know, because the word is to stir up our pure minds. Praise
Amen.
God. So I
Hallelujah.
Really enjoyed what I heard today. Glory to God. And y'all continue to pray for us now in Jesus' blessed name.
Amen. We love you, Mother Charity.
Yeah, love you too now. Amen.
Amen. Sister T.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I am so inspired today. Well, you just touched on some points that I just really needed to hear in my spirit, you know, just total submission to God and to be able to hear his voice and do what he wants us to do. So I just thank God for, you know, for Vote Fridays. I thank God for you, Pastor Hamilton, because
you
really make a person think about what they need to be doing. So I just pray that God could put me back in line to where I'm supposed to be. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Hey, God bless. What's going on? We going to Pastor Martin? Pastor Martin. Okay, we'll come back. If we have time, we'll come back to it. Let's go to Pastor Miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. Just thanking God for Provoke Fridays. Thanking God for this day, Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby, thanking God for you, of course, in the New Destiny Ministries, and thanking God for my friend, Pastor E, and an awesome word today. And I know that God is just, you know, using you in a mighty way and will continue to do that. So I'm just excited about all that God is doing, and God bless you all.
God bless you, too.
Okay, thanks so much. We're going to Mother Cannon. Maybe she have words.
I would like to say praise the Lord to everybody. I want to thank God. I was a little late listening, but I enjoyed what I heard today. That was a powerful word. And I would like to say this, the part that he said, order my steps, I want God to order my steps in every way of my life, because heaven is my goal each and every day. And the word that was preached today by the pastor, anybody out there that don't know Jesus should be running to say, what must I do to be saved? Because he really preached it today. And that is just so wonderful, and I'm enjoying it, and I love Jesus, and I love everybody, because Jesus is coming back. And he's coming for those that are ready, and we have to be ready to go back with him. May God bless you all, and heaven smile on you. Keep on preaching the gospel, Pastor, because that's the only thing going to take us from here to glory. God bless you all. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
God bless you. God bless you.
That's good. Good to have you back on, Mother Cannon.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Sister Sherry, I think. Sister Sherry?
That was awesome. That was really awesome. You'd be smoking there. That sounded like the fire letters of God coming out of your mouth. Thank you. That was a great message. God bless all of you.
God bless you. God bless you, too.
We're going to Sister Dawn. If she can say anything. Sister Dawn? Okay, then we're going back to Pastor Martin. Pastor Martin. Okay, that's about it. The word was a blessing. I got the unknown. It was quite a few. We had about almost 19, 20 callers on, none in the chat room, but probably Twitter, Facebook. The word was just a blessing.
Hello?
You give us another step, and you provoke us to check ourselves to. What we think is right is not necessarily right according to the word. To search the word. But in there you will find, you think you have life. You got to search this word. So God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. Back over
Thank
to
you.
Thank
you so much.
Pastor Beatrice is on.
Oh, you're
Pastor
on?
Beatrice
okay, I'm sorry. I hit it. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Beatrice Martin.
Yes, this is Sheila Jones speaking on her behalf. I just want to say thanks for the word. And what I got out of it was just a spiritual correction as far as just I started writing, just asking the Lord to help me my addiction and just to help me change my ways and to help me seek him wholeheartedly and to
hallelujah.
Seek his face, because that's where I need to be. And I just ask that you pray for me on that, and that that God just restores me, because living in the world, everybody asks me on a daily basis when I'm out there, what are you doing out here? You don't belong out here. So I know I'm not where I want to be, but where I do end up sometimes, that's not where I belong either. So I'm just asking for prayer.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
May God restore me and put me back with him in his life.
Come
because
on,
I
hallelujah.
Want to live for the Lord.
Lord, up, shut that up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you. We thank you, my sister. We are in agreement with you right now. The words that you just spoke are activated through your faith and through your belief that you want. You're gonna do better. That you are free from addiction. That you are redeemed right now. You don't need a certification. You don't need a bonification. You just need the confirmation from God in the Spirit as you confess with your mouth and while you believe in your heart. That Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior. It's already done. You're new. Every step you take from this point forward is a step in the direction of the prize of the high calling. No longer look behind you. No longer look at what you used to do. No longer worry about the things that are out of your control, but focus today to get closer to God, to give him more of you, less of you and more of him. Less of you and more of him. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. It's decreed. It's declared. It is done. It's finished. I need you to walk in it.
Okay.
Your call today is to walk new, talk new, act new, but seek him more than you seek anything else, and watch God take your life over immediately. It's done.
Thank you.
Woo, hallelujah. It's done.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on, family. Give him praise because it's done. This is where we come together in unison of praise, because now God's work is being done. We have went and we have made disciples because this young lady has decided that she is going to do better, that she has chosen him to be her personal Lord and Savior. We thank God for you, and I just wait to hear your testimony on how God is doing such a miraculous, immediate move in your life.
Okay. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Okay. Pastor B, you
want to
say something?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hello?
Yeah, praise the Lord. You're still on.
I just want to say that one of the women in my Hidden Treasures Women's Home, it was a awesome right on time message for her, because she had just got back off from a run. And the same thing you said, choose this day whom you would serve. I had told her that. And it was like everything that she was saying was for her. And she started to go to the store, and I told her, no, I want you to come in here. You went to the store with her once. I said, God is telling me for you to come in here and hear this today. And while she was listening, she was broken. She was crying. And she said, I guess God is cleansing me. She wrote notes about being double-minded and unstable. And she said, she shared her message that she said, you know, I'm looking at where she took notes. I told her to take notes. She said how you said she needed to rely on God no matter what happens. And she was just writing, and, you know, writing down Joshua 24:15, Hebrews 13:5, and just like trying to write for word, man, it's such a blessing to me. Like word for word, what you were saying about greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Just everything you were saying, she was trying to write it all out at the same time crying. So.
Hallelujah.
So I know. You know, she was blessed. The other young lady, she had to go to the doctor. She was listening in, too. And, you know, wow.
Hallelujah.
Bless her. I can just truly say that this is a double portion that she got today. And God blessed her. She said, she wrote on here, help me to love myself. Teach me to be who you called me to be. I want to serve you with my whole heart and not have my way but your way. Help me, Lord, and come and take away my addiction. I don't want to die. And she said, I surrender. Jesus. I surrender unto you. She said, and I want you in control of my life. You know, so even after you wrote, she was
hallelujah.
And I just truly believe this is for her and for all others that struggle and they walk with God, that has come in
hallelujah.
And off the run, that has fallen by the wayside about choosing this day who he's going to serve. Because I went to the dope house to get her, and I told her to come out of there. I said, I saw in the corner, I said, go to the dope house. She said, I need my things. I went in the dope house with her to get her stuff. I went to the other place with her to get her stuff, and I told her, it's time to go. And
Jesus.
And I said, you got to choose this day whom you would serve, the same words you gave her. And she was broken and crying. And she came to the fight back. And you blessed me. Standing here crying, you know. I just want to tell God, I just really locked up.
Oh, hallelujah.
Truly got delivered and blessed. And, she said, I told her to speak to you all, and she did. you guys have blessed her spirit today, and I thank God for you being the voice and for God giving you the I don't want to hold up nothing, but for even God just giving you the right scriptures. And, oh, my God.
Come on, that's Jesus.
Thank you. Yes, God all the glory today. Amen. Today is definitely her day. Amen.
Amen.
Bless your
name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
A wonderful blessing just to see these pastors on the line. You know, sometimes the pastors are real busy and, you know, they don't stop to support one another. But I thank God for these pastors that come on the line to be fed. They're being fed just like we are. Amen.
Yes.
So
hallelujah.
Everybody needs some strength. Everyone needs encouraging. So I'd really commend these pastors for taking out their busy schedule and coming on to support what we're doing on this radio blog. So God bless you all. We're going to go back to Pastor Hamilton for the final remarks. And also by way of announcements, we want you to remember Lady Rosalind and her women's conference on April the 25th and April the 26th. And also continue to pray for Angela's early comments, my sister Danielle, and continue to pray for me as I continue to move and getting ready to go on my journey. Amen. On next Wednesday, we're having a special broadcast next Wednesday. And for those of you that weren't able to be in the celebration here in Stockton, you'll have an opportunity to give your accolades and what have you to me as I solicit your prayers that God would continue to do the work that he has called me to do. So that'll be next Wednesday, and Pastor Hamilton will be overseeing that particular segment. So that's next Wednesday. So those of you that have been supportive of us over these past 27 months, we're looking for you all to come on next Wednesday. So we have a great lineup also next week. Next Thursday, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, our prayer and compassion.
Hallelujah.
One of my mothers in the gospel, she'll be ministering the word for us on next Thursday. So stay tuned. Amen. Follow us on Facebook. Mm. Amen. We're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. You can also go to our website at www.newdestinyministries, and you can listen to these messages in their entirety. And we're also on YouTube. Amen. So all of these messages from Minister, a liberal Democrat, that download these messages to YouTube. We are on Facebook. So invite someone to come on the line. Provoke someone today and tell them about Jesus. Let them know that had it not been for the grace of God, there thank God for the young lady that came on. If nobody was strengthened today, we know that this soul was strengthened today.
Yes.
So you never know what God is going to do on the line. You never know what person is seeking God and what they're seeking God for. So we take our hats off to Pastor E again and the wonderful job that he does ministering on us. Thank God for Sister Ruby, man in the switchboard. Continue to pray for her in Jesus' mighty name. So back to you, Pastor E. Hold us out with
Amen.
The word of
Amen. Amen. Amen, family. I was hoping I got to make this announcement, but next Wednesday. Now, let's separate Evangelist Bernard from this what we're, this is a family talk right now. Next week is a day that we can come together. No, that we're not can, that we are going to come together in celebration for someone who's been integral in my life. I know, and I know anyone that's on this line right now, the 13 callers, 14, 15, see, however many callers we have today, that all of us know she has deposited in our lives. Well, next Wednesday is our day to come and not appreciate, but just love on her. So next Wednesday is Love on Evangelist Adrian Bernard Day. For everything she's done, for praying for you, for everything she's done to support you, for everything she's done just to be there when nobody else would. Next week, next Wednesday is our day to love on Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. So set your calendars. Get yourself ready. She's about to make a faith move from California in her comfort to go out and go back home to where God has called her to be. She's going to need finances. She's going to need prayer. She's going to need support. Let's come together and show her how much we really love her. Amen? Amen. So, God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word tells us in 1 Peter 4:8, it says, above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Love will cover, love will protect, love will give us the things that you said we can have when we love one another. Teach us to love each other more. Teach us to give to one another more. Teach us to honor one another more. And teach us to confess and trust one another more through love, through faith, and through being grounded in your love. So we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for every ministry that's connected here, every ministry that's being prayed for, every church that will have service this weekend. Lord, we just pray ahead of time, already setting the atmosphere, getting ready with a spirit of expectation to receive a word from you. Lord, we pray that your will be done, not our will. We pray that your word goes forth, not our word. We pray that you be glorified in everything we do. Touch the line. Touch every home. Touch every ear. Touch every circumstance right now by the blood of your son. And wash us white as snow. Renew us. Cleanse us. Recreate us. Redesign us. We willfully come before you today and say, Lord, not our will be done, but your will be done. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we love you today, Lord Jesus. And everyone in agreement, just give him a praise. Come on, just give him a shout. Stomp your feet. Let him know by submission that he is greater than anything in your life. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Don't forget, family, next Wednesday, let's do it. Let's do it big.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Heal us, Heavenly Father God. Cleanse us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
We worship you in spirit and truth.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord. We bow down before you, Lord. We submit. Make us dirt, Lord. Reform us from the mud. Make us into the form and the likeness of you today, Lord Jesus, as we worship you. Breathe a new life. Ooh, breathe a new life, Lord. Breathe a new life into us today. Create in us a clean heart and renew your right spirit, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. See, there's healing going through the airs right now. There's deliverance going through the airways right now, family, as we agree.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
As we receive, it's taking place right now. It's in the worship.
Hallelujah.
Get out of yourself right now. Remove yourself from your circumstances and get into the glory and in the presence of God and give him all the honor.
Open the line, Sister Ruby, and we'll just let people praise God. Oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah, we have the same like a special.
Hallelujah,
caller.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you.
I love you, Jesus. You've been great.
I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You've been a good God. I praise him.
Oh, you alone are worthy of our praise. Hallelujah.
Sure, God, we thank you for these women and men of God. Thank you for the
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you for their obedience. Thank you for their sacrifices. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the long suffering, God. Thank you.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice. to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice.
Take joy, my King.
My King, hear what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, just worship him.
And your ear.
Worship, worship, worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love
you,
Lord.
Oh,
love you,
my boy.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To worship.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, the presence of God. Oh, just bask in his presence.
Take joy, my
Hallelujah.
Let it be a sweet.
Let it be a sweet. Let it be a sweet. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, very church.
Bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise today.
Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord today. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
You're worthy,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Humbly,
yes.
My soul says yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
From the bottom of my heart, ooh, to the depths
Father God, first of all, Lord, that we ask that forgive us
of
Lord
any of our
mercy,
sins,
Father,
that you forgive us of any of our transgressions.
Today, Lord, in the name
Lord
of
we confess right now with our mouth that you are our Lord and our Savior Christ. And Lord, we ask now that you put us in position to be completely received as your child.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
We claim right now, Lord Jesus, that we walk in your favor. We pray in agreement, me and my new brother Andre, Lord, that we will believe that we are healed by your stripes. Lord, we pray in agreement, me and my new brother Andre, we touch and agree that we are delivered from the addiction of drugs.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Take away the taste, the urge, the inquisition to have it in our life. Lord, we give it up to you right now.
Oh, glory. Help this young man, Lord.
The Bible says
hallelujah.
That God resists the pride but
the
gives grace to the humble. Therefore,
Lord,
we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God
Lord.
That
help
he
it.
May exalt us in due time.
Save it, Lord.
We
save
cast
it.
All our cares and all our worries on God right now.
Save
that is done.
Hallelujah.
That is finished. It's complete.
Well, you know
that we are
it.
New again right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, oh God, today. Hallelujah.
We touch and agree as a family that we embrace you right now, Andre. As a brother, we embrace you now, Andre, as a follower. We embrace you now as someone just like us.
Glory to God.
Someone who has fallen short of the glory of God, but today have chosen that we have a new life in him.
Of Jesus, glory to God. Say hallelujah.
Now I speak this declaration unto you right now. Andre, you are walking in healing. We declare right now that you are walking in deliverance of your addiction. We pray right now in agreement that your flesh is being healed immediately by the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We claim right now that the blood of Jesus is being poured over you right now in the Spirit. It's removing the yoke and it's destroying the burden.
The Lord to God.
You are new again. You are new again. You, my brother Andre, are new again in Christ Jesus. All things have been passed away, but all things today have become new again. You are new today.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
These things we ask. These things we claim. These things we proclaim.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Get it free, Lord. Hallelujah.
It is done.
In the name
it is finished. It is complete.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Andre, every step you take, every thought you think, every move you make, it must be done according to God's will. And God will bless you. God will heal you. God has already completed the work that needs to be done here on earth.
Lord, hallelujah. In the
hallelujah,
name of
Jesus.
Jesus, glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, family, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. The praises go up, the blessings come down. The praises go up, the blessings come down. Healing fall. Anointing fall. Holy Spirit fall. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now it's time to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Now it's time to rejoice.
Hallelujah. Oh,
give him praise. Give him honor. Give him glory because it's already done. Andre, you are God's greatest miracle.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Father. So you begin a new life by replacing bad habits with good ones.
Oh, God.
You now know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you.
Jesus. Lord. Somebody name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Victory. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name today.
Yes,
my Savior. Oh, glory.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, glory. God.
To be praised, God, is about the name. Glory.
That's a miracle.
The glory. Name of Jesus. Oh, God.
We rebuke
you.
Let them
be the same. Don't let them be the same no more. Touch his body. Touch the line. Don't let them be the same no more.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Deliver him. Deliver him, my God.
Pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus.
Worthy to be great.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
tree of the valley, the bright and morning star.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Press.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for it.
Oh,
we worship you, Jesus.
Oh,
we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We
God.
You are worthy to be praised. We can
now the time. Worship.
Jesus.
I thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
My God, from glory, you so worthy to be praised. Nothing without you but praise you. We magnify you.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Worship.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Glory to
Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
worthy, 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 worthy,
worthy,
worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy,
worthy, worthy, worthy,
worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy,
worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy,
worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I want you to get the glory.
Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified. Hallelujah.
We thank you. Thank
you. You're worthy.
It's one of the
things that
we worship you because you're worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't do nothing without you. You worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You worthy. You worthy. You worthy. You worthy.
You worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It was for all things about you, Lord.
You've been living. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Grace and mercy.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
About your kingdom.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
Thank you.
I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
I worship you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
There is none like
you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. There is none like you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes.
Come on, just worship him. There is none
like you.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you, Jesus. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise. For you are my righteousness. I worship you.
Oh, yes,
Almighty God, there is none like you.
Thank you for my life.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you for
there is none like you.
Nothing like you, Jesus. Worthy.
There is none like you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus,
worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Worthy. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be honored.
Yes, Lord God.
Worthy to be magnified.
Oh, Jesus.
Worthy to be glorified.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You're worthy of all we have.
Thank you, Jesus.
All we can think.
Yes, Lord.
All we can perceive. You're greater. You deserve it. You deserve the power, the honor, the glory. You deserve it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Created me a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew your right spirit within us. Created us a clean heart.
Lord Jesus.
A clean mind. A clean consciousness.
Oh, God.
We desire to relate with you one-on-one, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, have your way, have your way.
Me,
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my. Thank you. Hold on out, but continue to praise God. You don't know what you're praising him for. Hallelujah. Maybe praising him. To forget an accident, you may be praising him. Hallelujah.
For yes. Mercy, glory. Glory, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise, confuse the enemy. Keep on praising him.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor E. We'll see you all, everybody. Have a blessed weekend. Continue to worship and praise God. We thank God for you. God was on this line today. Bless you, Pastor Martin, and those that are in your home. We praying for them. Hallelujah. Continue to feed and nourish them with this word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We love you today, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.